A.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Here. Well, this is the place where all the cool kids come after school to smoke weed and talk about nothing, guys. We're gonna talk about all things culture.
That was lit. What you just said.
I know, bro. What you talking about? I'm probably the most lit person I know.
Anyway.
But yeah, this is where we're gonna be coming after school, guys. When y'all want to, you know, hang out, smoke weed, like you physically can't over here. But you know,
yeah, definitely talk about everything from masturbation to politics.
Masturbation and Constitution. That should be a rapper's like mixtape.
Masturbation and Constitutions.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Okay. So next, that's what's gonna be next.
No, not next, but sometime down the line. But that's definitely what they would call it.
I like it.
Excuse me. But you guys, you guys stay tuned for what's to come and all that good shit. You know, we're gonna have tons of cussing. So if you're a virgin at the ears, I would like to formally apologize for me not giving a fuck.
Tons of cussing, tons of vulgar language. We're gonna be blunt as hell.
Hell, just... you might even blunt. You got the blunt.
I do have the blunt.
Fucking, we gonna be vulgar, and you might have a revelation. You stick around, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If you fuck with us, you might fuck around and have a revelation. We're gonna have hella guest appearances from people you may or may not know.
Spiritual awakenings.
Right. Like you ever praise the Lord? You ever praise the Lord on weed?
On weed.
Well, I just hope you guys enjoy everything we got planned.
Hold up. You ever done a podcast?
You said what?
You ever done a podcast? On weed?
Nah, blood. Ain't nobody doing. Niggas like, oh yeah, I smoke weed. You smoke the blunts. Nah, nigga is real life. Spend about $40 a week on backwoods. Like, y'all niggas not really smoking weed, bro. I know it ain't true.
It's not. They not. And I never really knew how much weed I could smoke until I started smoking.
Man, if y'all can see what I'm eating for dinner, y'all call it a struggle meal. Nigga, I call this delicacy.
But it didn't have to be a struggle meal. And that's the thing. It did not have to be. I was going to do that shit.
This is actually what I've been craving all day. So it don't even matter what you're talking about. This actually could use more beans.
What?
You gotta eat that beans and cornbread.
Ain't no cornbread.
Ain't no more cornbread.
Niggas gotta start buying cornbread.
Bro, niggas don't even understand, bro. When niggas is like zanned out all the time, cornbread save your life. Trust me.
Really?
I promise you, it's quick and it's good and it's filling. Right when you start dying in your Zan madness, cornbread.
See, I never got into Xanax. Xanax? What's the plural of Xanax?
I think it would be Xenial.
I don't think that's what it would be at all.
It sounds like it should be Xenial.
Xanax. I think it's just Xanax. I never got into that shit. I feel like I've done it once in my life, and it didn't even work. I don't even think we took it right. Like, honestly.
You couldn't have done it right if you remember anything.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that echoes. And then I remember looking at my friend who I did the Xanax with, and we were just like, nothing happened. Like, we just both agreed that, like, that shit was a dud.
Y'all took an ibuprofen like shit.
We paid $10 each for ibuprofen.
That's the joke of the century.
Yikes.
That was the 34-year-old daughter we never knew we had.
Listen. She's not 34. Homegirl's 68. She be in bed by 9.
Oh, no.
Come in singing church hymns. Like, she is 68 years old.
Now, this is how you make fucking beans, nigga. Brown sugar, cinnamon, butter.
They've been having this bean argument for like a month. Because my friend Mecca, she don't put no sugar in her baked beans. Like, she just put her baked beans in the pot and cook them. And now everybody knows. Everybody knows that you gotta put sugar in your baked beans.
That's how you make baked beans, bro. Sugar, cinnamon, and butter.
I haven't tried them yet. But.
You ain't even hip to life. Butter, bro.
She said butter.
If you ain't making your beans the way I made beans, you ain't living life, bro. I'm sorry.
But she is dead and deceased. Dead and deceased. Because her baked beans are like white people's Kool-Aid.
God, that's accurate. That was the most accurate depiction of the word. He's been betrayed.
Yeah, you can answer. I ain't talking shit. You said I had white beans. You ain't putting no sugar in them.
White people beans actually might be better.
You ain't putting no sugar in them.
White people beans might be better.
I'm not going to tell you to bring the baked beans to the cookout.
I don't know. What do you want the butter to the baked beans, though?
All right. Hey, you into no sugar baked beans? How does that sound?
But the flavor is sweet. Like, it's a sweet flavor.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Don't they come for something?
Ask your mom what to put in the baked beans.
She brought your mama in this, bro.
Oh no! Oh no! Uh huh. That's exactly what she gonna say.
She gonna say sugar and ground beef.
Text her now. Nothing is unfamiliar about sugar. What is unfamiliar?
White. What if white people are so infatuated with salt is because it's the most relatable thing to them in the spice world.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Salt, though?
When they season shit, they only put salt on it.
They put, like, salt and pepper.
Not always.
It'd be like black pepper, though. You know, the traditional stuff.
I don't want no salted chicken.
Or sweet beans.
She don't want no seasoned chicken. She don't want no sweet beans. Then you ain't never near paid attention.
Anyway.
Yes!
Her name is Jackie.
She puts sugar, maple syrup, and butter.
That is no longer a side dish. Y'all are eating dessert.
You ain't never had a now nutter. That's what the problem is.
Y'all are eating dessert.
It's not a lot of maple syrup, but it's...
It's not a lot of maple syrup, but it's
maple syrup. It's not a lot of maple syrup, but it's maple syrup. Okay. And I want to hear what your mom put in her beans, and we gonna
we gonna
compare beans. We gonna compare recipes.
I don't know. Somebody better give me a plate though.
You need your sugar baked beans.
Yeah,
get
bro.
Your butter.
Mm-hmm.
And your
own rice. I put it on rice, bro.
And yeah.
Well, you know, just the regular sugar, butter, cinnamon, rice, pot, water.
Anyway.
You said what?
So.
Oh, no, nah, that was for the
this
rice.
Is what is to come. I feel like shit should be wrapping up now.
Lord. Basic ass
boys and girls crop shirts
now.
Ooh, yeah. Look at you with the collar. Ooh. My girl official.
Looking official as shit.
My nigga just popped the collar on the way out.
Popped the collar on her work shirt. Like, she is fly. But I'm yeah, full. I feel like we can wrap this up now. Just, you know.
And before you go, always remember, two in the bush is better than one in the hand. But if you got both in one hand or one in both hands, baby, you got to pepper grind that thing. And this is me signing off. Yeah.